We're back with Gary Poe, founding member of Old Castle Theater, who is directing a free-to-the-public reading tomorrow night at 7:30 of The Madness of Edgar Allan Poe.
A love story.
A love story. Which of the Poe stories are included in this?
It starts out with The Telltale Heart.
And it used to give me nightmares when I was a kid.
Oh, it's a great... It was his eye. I think, yes, it was his eye. Kind of crazy. The Pit and the Pendulum, Ligeia, which Poe considered his best short story. And he wrote that in 1827 when he was 18 years old. He was 28 years old when he wrote Ligeia. And The Mask of the Red Death is another that's treated fairly completely in the reading. Others that are mentioned are Berenice, Morella, Eleonora, and there's a lot of the poetry. Poe's, of course, Poe considered himself first and foremost a poet. He said, with me, poetry has not been a purpose, but a passion. And he considered himself, as I said, first and foremost a poet. We've got The Bells, The Raven, of course, Annabel Lee, which was the last published poem that he wrote, and a couple of other that you may be familiar with, El Dorado, and The Conqueror Worm is another one that's part of the reading.
Will little Anna Armstrong be playing his child bride?
Anna Anderson. Yes, she's. I think she's going to be terrific. When I saw the play and having worked with her in Black Comedy over the summer, I thought she'd be perfect for this. She's about the same age as Virginia was when she and Edgar got married, which Edgar was 27. She was 14 or 13. She was 13.
Well, I think Anya's a little older than 13.
Well, she is. She is. But she lived for 10 years. So, she's not playing Virginia as the child bride. She's playing as
So it's okay, Sally.
It's okay.
Of course, Edgar and Virginia were first cousins, which
adds to the mix.
It was the South, though. It was in Virginia. Actually, Virginia, where they got married. And Poe was born in Boston, by the way. I don't know if a lot of people know that or not. But he was typically a Southerner. He spent most of his life in Richmond and some of his time in Baltimore and Philadelphia and New York, of course. His parents were actors, by the way. And his mother, Elizabeth, was quite well regarded. She had a great reputation. She played all... In the reading, he mentions that she loved to die. She played Juliet and Desdemona, and she was quite well known.
And then she did die young.
She died at the age of 23 of tuberculosis. They called it consumption back then. His brother, William, died. William Henry, or is it Henry William? I think it's... Well, anyway, Poe's brother also died at the age of 23, and Virginia died at the age of 23. All of consumption.
Well, that was, life was much shorter at that time, and consumption was a real problem.
And Virginia, unfortunately, she suffered from it for perhaps 5 years. And Poe writes about it to a friend, about how she would recover, and his hopes would come back, and then she would get sicker. And each time she got sick, it was worse. And then He said, I don't know what would be worse, having her finally die or this constant roller coaster that he was on with her health. I did want to mention that Edgar's father, David Poe, was also an actor, not so well respected. that's all I'll say.
Okay, enough for David.
And he kind of disappears from the records shortly after his mother, Eliza, dies. And I think she has remarried by then. David Poe has disappeared. Poe's grandfather, however, was, they called him a general, the general in the Revolutionary War, but he was not a general, but he was a quartermaster, knew Lafayette, and things like that. It's a fascinating thing. I mean, Poe was born the same year that Abraham Lincoln was born, and Chopin, and Oliver Wendell Holmes, Charles Darwin, they were all born in the same year. This must have been something in the water.
In the review I read of the Chicago production, and the person who reviewed that had also seen the previous production, the First Folio, was saying, but there's humor in it, too. It's not all grim.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, we got Willie Jones doing one of the roles that will hopefully bring a laugh or two.
Yeah.
Poe wrote, the humor, though, of Poe's day was not, his humor was kind of subtle. There's one story that comes to mind called Why the Little French Foreigner Wears His Left Hand in a Sling. And that's fairly funny. The whole thing is written in Irish dialect, and it's pretty funny. Another one, Some Words with a Mummy, is also kind of got some humor in it. He tried everything. He was like Stephen King. He was writing prolifically, and a lot of it he wrote just to make money because it would sell.
Well, and as I said earlier, he really did break ground for a lot of very popular genres that we now all read very eagerly. It's really quite fascinating. So you have a rather abbreviated process for getting the reading together. You've done readings before.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us from the point of view of the director and the actors, what is the value of readings?
Oh, that's a great question. First, let me say that the actors have had the script for several weeks, maybe a month now. And I always say that the 90%, sometimes I say 80%, of a director's job is casting. And I think I've got a great cast. We haven't spoken about it. We've spoken a little bit about if there's going to be some costuming or things like that. But I let them bring what they naturally have to the process. And we will rehearse tomorrow at 2:00. We'll run it a couple of times and make some cuts and make some suggestions and take it from there and see what the audience thinks. Now, the audience will realize that it is an abbreviated process, but
you've got a bunch of very creative folks.
Oh, the people I've got are fantastic.
I mean, it's a great. I envy you the cast.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait to work with them and see what they bring to it.
Well, when you let's say that it does go into a full production, how does that process change? How do you build on that process with the actors as a director?
Yike. Well, first of all, you've got some more time than the 2 hours or so that we'll have. You'll have 2.5 weeks. And that allows you time to explore deeper things and to try other things. Now, the reading will come off wonderfully, I'm sure. But after examining something for a week or two in rehearsal, some things would necessarily change and be more rich and probably bring more understanding to the whole experience for the audience. You know, the audience is really what counts, I think, in theater. I think it was Tallulah Bankhead who said, don't be an actress, darling, be an audience. That's what we need.
Yes.
And then, of course, you open the play and you run for 2.5 weeks, and about a week after that, the actors all realize that there was a ton of things that we could have done differently. And but that's a normal part of it. Pretty much after the last show comes down, as you're walking to your car after the last performance, you go, oh, I should have done. And you know, I've been doing it every night for 2 weeks, but things come to you, and that's the fun part of rehearsing.
It's a process. It's a process. Yeah. It's a process.
Well, it gives you the chance to fail.
Gary, with all of your different roles, and how do all your different roles as actor, as director, as stage manager, how do they all interact together in terms of when you are doing either the director role or the actor role or the various roles? How do all those work together?
Well, first of all, as an actor, you're out there. You're out there, basically naked. You know, you're out there and everybody is looking at you, hopefully, when you're talking, and looking at the other actors when they're talking. And there's a certain kind of pressure. There's also a feeling of connection with the audience that you have there. As a stage manager, I said there's drama behind the set too, and you know, you don't know what's going on in that booth sometimes. If an actor skips ahead, and you've got a couple of light cues that depend on what's supposed to be happening, that can be a problem. Just lights can go wrong, sound cues can go wrong. So there's definitely a pressure there also, but it's different than the kind of pressure an actor has. A director, once the play is open, just sit back and enjoy it because your work is done. It's up to the stage manager to keep what the director has given you, keep the actors doing what they're supposed to be.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Gary. And we want to tell our audience that tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Old Castle Theater, 331 Main Street, there's a free reading of The Madness of Edgar Allan Poe.
A love story.
A love story. It's your opportunity to give feedback and perhaps...
And eat some cake. There's also going to be a birthday party.
Party for Eddie. Yep.
So it sounds like a wonderful evening and not to be missed. Thank you again, Gary.
Thank you very much.